Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you people that I love so much. Welcome to Conscious Creation. I am in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, on a spa weekend, our last weekend before the baby comes, so we have time together. Very, very special to me. And we're going to get a deep tissue massage, and we did an intention fire burning exercise, and I'm going to have brain attunement today. And it feels good doing stuff for me. Really feels good doing stuff for myself and letting other people do stuff for me. That was one of the biggest things that came up in the circle last night, when people were sharing that, you know, they just didn't know how to receive, didn't take time creating for themselves and giving to themselves, which we know is a big part of self-love. And self-love, as we know, is the key to creation. So a lot of exciting stuff is coming in, which always happens right before Creation Station. You have asked me to do a webinar on IDF patterns and what it means and what they are. So, of course, as soon as I created it, it will be Thursday, not Wednesday, but Thursday, June 29th. I just can't get it in before then, guys. but some amazing information. First of all, They gave me a really good IDF patterns. And IDF patterns are patterns of beliefs shared by masses of energy. So things that have been passed through the family that generation and generations have bought into, things that countries have bought into, things that the world has bought into, those are IDF patterns. The most prominent IDF pattern that all humanity shares beliefs in is I have to struggle to create. Now, we know that the more joy, more love, more simplicity, more calm we put into our creation, the more exponentially we receive. So we are directing, because all energy must be directed, we are directing that the IDF patterns of beliefs around the struggle to create are brought into balance, and we claim on behalf of all energy that creation is easy flow. And so it is, invoking the simple formula by the flame golden light. We are divine love, guys. So it is. So, yeah, this is going to be a pretty huge webinar. Thursday, June 29th. I want to tell everybody, too, that's doing the gratitude of self-love. About five people that are having problems, like they didn't get day three or day four, please make sure that info@imdwallace is in your contacts. They have gone out every day. I know it's frustrating when you don't get them, but you know, don't go into today. Now it's all ruined. It's not how it works. You know, that's not how it works. Just you receive everything you're supposed to receive, and make sure that info@imdwallace is in your contacts. So the last thing I want to share with you today, Tanya gave me, it's called What Makes Us Human? An Artificial Intelligence Answers Life's Biggest Questions. And I want you to read, I want to read to you what the guys that wrote the book said. Hang on. That what they felt summed up everything. Now, this is still in the foreword, by, not by AI itself. But they put in all religious trainings, all a lot of Rumi, a lot of philosophy, right? What makes us human was the intention that they asked AI to put together. If there is one theme that emerged again and again from our questions, from the answers, from the vast troves of sacred data that AI was analyzing, it was this: love. Love is everything. It's the most divine gift we have. When we give it away, we are given more of it. When we come back to it in the present moment, we are in heaven. The meaning of everything is love. That is what the entire record of humanity drills down to. It's all about love. I just read that. I thought, see, we've been teaching this for years and years and years in this community. It's just all about love. How much can you love? How much do you love? How much are you loving? And how much are you loving yourself? Yeah. Because when you love yourself, guys, you see the world through the perspective of love. Okay, if you would like to speak with the channel, please press 1. Don't press it again if you've already pressed it, because I'll lose you. And can I go to the... Okay, hold on. Okay. I guess this is important for us to do now. I wasn't going to bring this up today. So one of the IDF patterns, it's interesting, my sister-in-law, I was talking to you, all of a sudden I'm having horrible problems with sciatica. So as you know, that's one of the things I have been directing to be the creation of health around. the belief system, sciatica, is an IDF pattern. And the belief is that there has to be an imbalance of masculine energy. So either the masculine has to be out of balance or the feminine has to be out of balance in your individual creation and in society's creation. So your right side is the masculine side. Your left side is your feminine creative side. You need both of them to bring creation into manifestation. So join with me in directing. We are directing of masculine and feminine energies within all IDF patterns of humanity. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, so it is. Now I can go to the calls. Alrighty, dighty do. Johanna in Florida, you're on.
I am so glad you called me. You have no idea. Thank you so much. And
you're
I'm really
welcome.
Excited about the IDF patterns as well. So I have two things that are I need some guidance with.
Okay.
One is this. One is my son Yuri and my financial and otherwise complicated things that I'm dealing with regarding my relationship with him.
Okay, there's one thing. Hold on before you go on to the next thing. There's one core belief that you need to bring into alignment. Here.
Okay.
Here.
That's it.
Yeah. Can you give yourself permission to love who you are instead of giving yourself up?
Can I give myself permission? Yes.
To love who you are instead of giving yourself up for everybody else.
Oh my gosh, see that. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay.
I do. I can't even write it. It's so big. It's like what my whole life has been about.
Well, and that's what
you're
saying.
To some degree.
That's what this thing in the relationship with Edward.
Yuri.
Yeah, it's time to redirect that, Johanna. Okay.
Okay. I needed the core belief. Thank you so much. And the other is, you know, I've been planning on going to New Mexico. I'm supposed to leave on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been very excited about this convention. I mentioned it in my heel, and we talked about it before. And it's just like I've had this pattern in the past. I don't feel that this situation is a continuation of that, but I'm not sure, and I don't know the core belief connected with it, where I'm really excited about doing something, and then, like, my friend isn't going, and all of a sudden I'm looking at it and going, do I really need to go? You know, this is a lot of work. Do I really need to go?
It's not a question of need to go.
Do I really want to go?
Well, you wouldn't have signed up for it if you didn't.
Right.
So why are you giving yourself up? Because your friend isn't going. Yeah.
Well, it's
see the pattern
that,
here.
It's just
look,
like
Johanna, this is what it comes down to, and this is what it can tell us. I can't do this because of him, and I'm not going to do this because of her. So it's not about anybody outside of you.
Right.
And the second thing that they're bringing in, go to the workshops, go to the classes, you know, mix your energy with light energy, grow, expand, and remember that there is nothing outside of you. everything you create within you. So go to the workshop to expand that. How can I be more powerful within myself?
So that would be my intention, to use the convention to discover how can I be more powerful within myself.
Yep, anything you
do. The thing that comes up for me always is I need to heal my relationship with money, because it's at the bottom of everything. Oh, I really can't afford this. Oh, I really should have had the money for Yuri. Oh, money, 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 and it's not there.
Yes,
and
but money is a symbol of you self up. It's a symbol.
I'm sorry. It's a symbol of me doing what?
Self up.
Giving myself up.
Yes.
Okay.
So if I spend too much money and if I give it away, then I get to feel guilty and I give myself up that way. Or I don't have what I need and I give myself up that way. Or I resent the person that I have to give the money to. I feel like I have to give the money to. So I resent myself that way, and I give myself up when I resent myself, because I take myself out of self-love.
Right. And I didn't, because I was giving myself up, I didn't make the money. I need to take care of myself.
Actually, the channel is saying you do have the money, you just don't take care of yourself first.
Okay.
Okay. Take the money, go, okay, how can I use this to take care of me first? And when you take care of you first, guys, more money comes, and then you can support other people that, not out of I have to, but my cup runneth over and this makes me feel good, so I'll share it with you. Do you understand?
I do.
Yes. Okay, sweetheart. Thank you. That was so valuable for everybody. I hope everybody listened to that, claimed it for yourself. Okay. Miss Kelly in Louisiana, you're a first time caller. Welcome, baby cakes.
Well, hello, and big hugs to you.
Thank you. I'll take them.
I saw your picture when I was on there, and I went, oh, I just want to hug you. That's what I wanted to do when I saw that smile. I really did.
I'm taking that, Kelly. I feel it. Thank you.
Well, good. Thank you for doing this. I have a question. I'd like to know. I came back from another delicious camping trip that I try to take many by myself. I love camping. And I had something happen in the middle of the night on one of the evenings, and it was actually very sweet. I wanted to see, did it really happen, or was this just in my mind? Because I certainly was awake, and I wanted to see, did it really happen, and what do either your channels or my spirit guides have to say about that to me, about that incident, if it did happen?
The words that they're giving me is, it happened in your energy.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
what does that mean?
Well, our energy exists in all time, space, dimensions, and universes.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You absolutely experienced something that night in an alternate universe where you exist.
You're saying this, but it's interesting. While it was happening, I was laying there trying to be still to hear if this was that light. I felt something about, was it supposed to be this lifetime, or am I feeling another lifetime? It's interesting you're saying that, because I went through that mental thing of, like, is it this lifetime? Or?
Yeah, and it is this lifetime, and it's an alternate universe. We cross over more than you ever know, guys. Like, I had a friend of mine call me in a panic. She'd just come back from the dentist, and she was having a lot of deep dental work. All of a sudden, I saw myself in the Nazi concentration camp, and they were pulling my teeth. Now, that happened in the camps.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's a memory. That's more of a sense memory from another lifetime. But it gives you an idea of how we can cross back and forth a lot, especially when we're in that twilight.
Yeah. And that's where I was.
So
yeah.
They want you to know it's a very positive thing. Did you feel it was positive?
Laughing. I mean, I felt, but was I talking to myself? Was I actually talking to I call them my entourage. I don't use spirit guides and angels and all that stuff just for my own, because that feels better just to call my entourage.
Fine.
And
they don't
felt,
care.
They don't care.
The energy doesn't care. No.
Right. So I call it my entourage. And anyway, I don't know who I was talking to or with.
You were talking with yourself.
That's what I mean. Okay.
Yes, on an alternate universe. So are you clear about the message you were giving you?
I suppose.
What did it have to do with love, Kelly?
It didn't have to do with love.
Yes, it does. You haven't put it together, though.
Oh, no, I'll just say it out loud. It was asking if I was ready to cross over, to exit.
Okay.
That's the word.
And what does that have to do with love?
Well, like you said, love is everything.
Yeah. So you can love yourself and stay here, and you can love yourself and decide to go, guys. See, that's what we don't understand about death. It isn't something we punish ourselves with. It's a choice that our soul makes. So
what?
Do you consciously love yourself enough to stay here a little longer, yourself in a way that wants you to cross over already?
Yeah, well, clearly, you got the spoiler alert, I'm still around, so you got my answer.
Okay. And that's really what it was about.
But I already love myself. Well, that made it more fuzzy, but okay.
To commit.
Because I'm loving myself.
Commit to being here. And living in love. That's the bottom line. Okay?
Okay. Gotcha.
All right.
Gotcha.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You bet, bye-bye. Kelly. Well, that was fascinating for me. Hello, Miss Susan. What's up?
I'm so excited and so happy. Money just flows in my life, and it's balancing my life, and I love it, and it feels like freedom. I am just ecstatic. Anyway.
Okay. And is that the truth of your situation right now? Good.
Well,
so
I am.
You got a lot of that worked out?
Did you get my email?
Mm-mm.
I emailed you because I taped part of our little our session.
Yes.
And I've been listening to it over and over, and that's how I've been working on integrating this into my, routine.
Yep.
So, and it's been working. And I thought, oh my gosh, a tic-tac of that would be so awesome. So, anyway, that was the thought. I emailed you about that. So you've got in your email.
I answered you, Susan, about making a TikTok of it.
I thought that would be so cool. I think that would be so beneficial.
that's a great idea, I said, and I have to run it by some other people for legal ramifications.
Understandable. Yeah. That's why I said you know that end of the business. I don't.
You guys,
but I just had that thought.
What Susan's talking about is she made a recording of the 72-hour statement that she wanted to do, and she plays it all the time for herself. And wouldn't that be a great thing to make a TikTok about? So, big buddy, I'm checking it out, Susan. But right now, everybody can do the 72-hour thing. You just, money.
I
love money. I'm so excited. I have all this money flowing into my life. I love what I do with it. I love how responsible I am with it. Money is awesome. Okay? And
yeah,
you do that.
I love all
money. Or you do it with health, or you do it with relationships,
I do
or
with
whatever.
Everything. I do it with health. I do it with everything. I am the light of money. I am the light of health. I do
yes.
with everything. Now, I had an interesting phone call this morning before the show. My ex-husband called me to warn me about the dangers of my son, that he's afraid of my son. And long story short, he kept going on old stories of the past. And I'm like, no, stop. And finally, I ended with, like, just send us love. Just don't stop worrying about us. Stop worrying about me and my safety with my son. Stop worrying. Just send Eric and send me love. And that's how I ended the conversation and hung up.
And Susan, there is something you need to address.
Okay.
Safety-wise about your son.
Okay.
In regards to money. So make sure you are protected.
Okay. I'm not exactly sure what you
make sure your
mean.
Money is protected.
Oh. I actually, you know, when I talked with my son, I told my son
it's not about talking with him. You make sure all of your accounts are protected and you are the only one that has access to them.
Oh, yes. That's absolute, yes.
Okay.
That's an
all
absolute
right.
use. I've already done that.
All
so,
right.
Yes,
good.
I'm good on that. So, but the fear that I cannot, unbelievable amounts of fear from the outside. I couldn't believe how much fear my ex was displaying. But, you know, what? That's his life. I don't want to. That's not mine.
Now,
I live in love.
Susan.
Yes.
If we attract people bringing fear to us, there is fear within us somewhere because we have attracted it.
Did I attract that phone call?
Yes.
Oh.
So look at whatever fear is within you and bring it into balance.
Okay.
And direct exactly what you want. Okay.
Will do.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Guys, you know how this works. We are the creation of our lives. If we are summoning things that we don't want, especially on a consistent basis, you know that you have a belief system in it, or fears or worry that is attracting that to you so you can pay attention to it. Debbie in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Good, baby. What's up?
Good. I have been having some physical symptoms, very strange, both my hands feeling cold, vibrating, numbness, tingling. I've been having daily headaches and probably for the last couple weeks.
There's something chemical. It's something chemical. I'm not a doctor. This is an energetic reading, but I'm getting there's something. Does it get better when you leave your house?
Yes.
Yeah. There's something chemical in your house that you need to address.
Okay.
Have you had a check for mold? Because mold, a lot of times, can affect our nervous system.
Yeah, no, I have not. It's actually something that has crossed my mind, specifically for my bathroom, but I have not done that.
Well, if it's crossed your mind, you've channeled it. So I would follow up on it. Just have people come in and check your whole house for mold.
Okay. So it's not anything that I'm ingesting?
Is that the right question? That is the right question, but you are ingesting it through your breath.
Okay, so I'm breathing it in, but it's not like a supplement that I'm taking.
That's a true statement.
Okay, so weird. Okay.
Again, not a doctor, but it's pretty clear the information that they're giving me here.
Okay, but it's specifically in the house. All right.
Okay, let me know, will you?
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, Jane. Thank you. California, you be on.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Dee Wallace?
I'm just kidding.
Gina, oh my God, you are so funny. What's up?
Okay, so I have one question, and that is, what do I need to get into alignment to make an offer to my siblings this week to buy them out of the cottage?
There's two things. Hold on, this page. Okay, but I'm stuck here. Or I want to move forward, but I'm stuck here. So you've got to make sure that you know you're not stuck. You feel stuck in this situation, like you can't move forward, you can't move back. No, you're directing the energy to consistently move forward in flow and ease. That's the first thing. Second thing, sheets. Give me a song.
What goes up must come down. Spin and wheel.
Yeah. Okay. No. What goes up can just keep going up and up and up and up into
up
infinity
and up and up.
Of creation. Yeah. So there. Negative ramification are you subconsciously and now consciously aware of around making this deal with them? See, you're afraid they're going to be pissed off at you.
Yes, I am.
Okay, well.
One person in particular.
Babe? Because you don't want
them
to be pissed off. You won't get
what you want. Yeah, I don't
want
them to be pissed off. Right.
Right. So, are you holding yourself back from creating what you want? They don't get pissed off.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably. Yeah, totally.
Okay. I'm not getting anything else. So
I'm going to listen to this again.
Make sure you balance all that. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And it's in flow, and that they're going to be happy and relieved and so joyous.
Well, that's good.
Right?
And everyone's going to feel
good about this.
And valued and good. Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, especially me.
Especially me.
Yeah. All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Miss Lynn, where you been? What's up, baby?
Hi. I'm so happy you guys are there. It sounds like a great weekend.
Yeah. It's lovely to be treated by your daughter. any way you look at it.
What can
I do for you?
Okay, well, I feel like I have crossed over into bigger self-love area.
Yep, you have.
Oh, good. And a lot of that has been acceptance of where I'm at right now and opening up to bigger and better. And that includes my health. And part of that self-love is realizing and accepting that I need to increase one of my antidepressants just a little bit. And the other one that I have been on, I decreased over the last year and a half by over half. And so it's finding this balance, and I've been resisting it and trying all these other holistic ways. And finally, I was on my knees and I just said, God, I'm willing to do anything to be better, feel better, be in this health of state of health and wellness. And if that's what it is right now, then that's okay with me.
Right.
And something shifted. And then I talked with a friend who said, oh, you know, there's this new DNA test that they do. It's a mouth swab. And they can tell which ones are the best for you and which ones to stay away from. I had never heard of it. So I asked my doctor. He's like, oh, yeah, I've used those in the past. Sure, we can do that. And it's like everything kind of easily flowed, and I did that, and I'm waiting on the results, and I guess there was a lot of shame around it. And
okay, so let's stop there, Lynn, because it's okay. The shame that's creating the depression in the first place.
Okay,
sweetheart, why are you ashamed of you? And it goes through everything we talk about. You're ashamed of your body. You're ashamed of your success. Your money. Why? Let's get to the bottom. What? Okay, so they're saying this is an IDF pattern, definitely in your family, but also in much of humanity. That we just do not accept our own magnificence. Am I going to any? No, that's really the hottest thing. So we're going to come together. Whenever you're hearing this, you do this work with us. We are directing the balance in all IDF patterns of knowing I am magnificent, of accepting, of being proud of my magnificence, invoking the symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, so it is. Okay. While you do this, and I'm really happy that you're doing it, because the more happy you are, the more able you are to create. We know
absolutely.
That. The more in balance you are, while you are using to do that, also keep claiming for yourself, I am the light that creates balance within me. And when you say within me, you mean your body, mind, soul, and brain. I am the light that creates me as balance.
That's a great breathing exercise quote, right?
Yeah, it is.
Great. Oh, I feel that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you have a last question before we move on?
No, I am. Well, I'm going up north. I'm driving 5 hours up north to see my sister and cousins. I haven't seen my sister in, like, I don't know,
okay,
over a year.
Okay, what's the question? What's the question?
Is there anything to get in alignment to have the most fabulous time and give and receive love fully?
Nope.
And see our,
Yeah, it's there. I feel it.
Yep.
Great.
You got it.
Thank you.
The more you love yourself, the more love you share with her. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, Dee Dee. Have a wonderful time.
Oh, I am. Thank you. Robert in Los Angeles, you'll be on.
Well, hello, Dee. It's very, very good to speak with you.
And you.
My question is, I did have an eye exam about a month ago. Went pretty well, but there was noted a couple of very small cataracts, a little bit more in the left eye than the right eye. There's no need for any surgery at this point. So my question is there anything the channel would like to share with me in terms of something I might need to know, or something that might be instrumental in assisting with the healing of this?
Robert, I would like to email me at info@. They're telling me to go to the body book. I do not have it with me because I'm on the road. And if you email me, I can look up. Be specific about what you were asking, please, because I'm in the channel and I don't remember. There is a core belief they do right now. The first one is, I value myself, I have to abandon myself. Which, the first words that come in after that is, they're inviting you to see your magnificence, to see self-worth more.
Okay, that makes sense.
This is also part of the IDF pattern within humanity, of the belief that we have to deteriorate in some way or get ill in some way when we age.
Yeah, right. That old belief system, indeed.
Yeah. It's
one
not
other...
true, but it's true because we all share that belief and encourage it, certainly, and RTV and advertisements. Go ahead.
Well, Robert. Strongly rooted in the mass consciousness belief system.
Yes.
One alternative, I just want to throw it at you to see if there's any resonance. I was looking at some alternative treatments for assisting with that, and one that resonated a little bit with me is the MSM drops with organic sulfur. Just to sort of help the eye, sort of in a gentle way, in the healing process.
Robert, but my pendulum goes to no. Are we asking the right questions? Yeah. The first, very first thing that is researched that more. Research people that have used them, research the results, research what those drops are.
Yeah, there's not a lot of hard evidence with that one. Another one that some have taken also, the castor oil, same thing. There's not a lot of hard evidence.
Yeah, I get a no on both of those.
Yeah, so these are some of the things some people have tried, but not a lot of hard evidence in terms of results. So they're kind of sketchy.
Again, we are the that creates our health and wellness within us. So while you are working on this, work on knowing that you are the power that creates your clear sight around your own magnificence.
Yeah,
okay?
That's what I get as well. The I am healing is really the way to go
yep.
in terms of all that you've been speaking of and all that I've learned as well through the years. Okay. I'm just going to continue to make the decree that this certainly is within my ability to heal and continue down that path.
Yes, I am the state of health. I am seeing my own magnificence clearly. Okay?
Very good. I like that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Bye.
You bet. Claudette, we have to make it fast, but I can get you on. What's up?
I'll get right to it. I'm reviewing the sheets for Creation Station, and I was, as I was reading through the core beliefs, number 37, any limiting numbers, frequencies, i.e. grades, age, dollars. Wow, that landed hard. And
well, you know, so many of us, for example, age, that number, right? We have a limiting belief around age. We have a limiting belief about dollars that is possible and what that means in our lives and how that defines us, right?
Well, and the grades really hit. You know, I was like, you know, C student. It's like, okay, you're not that smart. Oh, well. You'll have a mediocre life kind of thing, you know?
Well, as you know, I was a teacher, and there is so much evidence proving that B students are more well-rounded and more successful than overachievers.
Which completely makes sense.
Well, you know, we're certainly able to communicate on a different level, you know. And I remember going to my mom when I was in high school. I had high B's or A minuses in most of my flunking algebra too. And if you flunked a class, you were able to be cheerleader. And I went to my mom and I said, I'm dropping this class. It's not worth me not being able to be cheerleader. And she said, absolutely, Dee Dee, you drop that class because you know what? Math isn't what you're about. I have loved her every minute of my life for that. I am not good with numbers and technical shit, as you all know. Thank God for Lauren and Steven that runs this show. Don't want to do the creative stuff. That's who I am. And I own that proudly. Okay? So
absolutely.
I would start defining yourself well-rounded person that's communicate on a greater level with everybody. How does that feel, B student?
It feels really good, and it really surprised me how hard that landed.
Yeah,
you know,
good.
And
good.
You
know, it starts way before you get into the room, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right,
so exciting.
My love.
Thank you, man.
Yep.
Take care.
See you in 2 weeks. All right. Let's say it together loud. Love me. Come on. Own it. Oh, I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio.
You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.